Being a Saturday morning, it's time for our weekly motoring feature with Melinda Ferguson. We call it Car Talk. And this week, Melinda has been cruising in the Hyundai Creta, which I see all over the place. Morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, I'm happy the rain has ended just because I need to go and take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, it's definitely. Where are you currently?
In Cape Town.
You're in Cape Town. Okay, good. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. So the Hyundai Creta, I mean, it's in that market again, isn't it? It's in that segment.
I know. I was about to tell you, guess what? We've got another one.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. But I see this everywhere. I really do see it everywhere. Mm. And we talk all the time about the oversaturated sort of crossover mini SUV market. What is it officially? Is it a crossover?
Oh, it's definitely a crossover. Yeah. And this is an updated Creta. It's not an all-new generation.
Okay.
And the first one was launched. The first generation was arrived.
Yes.
You can see it's a Saturday morning. Just
award-winning
arrived.
Author and linguist, yes, and wordsmith, Melinda Ferguson. Yes.
It was launched, let's say, in 2017. I remember going, Creta, what is a Creta? Mm. I wasn't mad about the name.
Sounds like Cretin.
Hyundai, rather not Honda. Mm. Hyundai has got, all sorts of these names that, like the Venue, the Creta, then the Tucson, and the, you know, they've got a lot of names, cars that are named after places, not the venues.
Right. Yeah.
And then they brought along Shaman at the end of 2020. I say for everyone, like 2020, 2021, like, what years to launch cars. It was all very difficult. That was the second generation. And now we've got an updated Creta that's just arrived in South Africa.
It's sold well, though, hasn't it? I'm saying that only on the basis of it seems that I see them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those very successful models for Hyundai. And I have to tell you, I did a bit of research because I'd like to give a bit of market overview on the show. Hyundai's doing incredibly well. It has been doing incredibly well in the last few years. It's held its position as number four, as like the best selling in the dealer segment, which, I mean, the dealership segment is a big one in South Africa. And then, of course, in the passenger market, it's also at number four. If anyone's interested, of course, Toyota is number one, VW is number two, and Suzuki has crept in very stealthily and has been doing incredibly well in South Africa, especially over the last year.
I'm really not surprised by that. They are really, really well priced. I see those little Suzuki Ignis everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they have a very, seems to have very good relationships with customers and dealerships, which I think is a big, big thing why Suzuki is doing so well. So Hyundai is at number four in all, and then I think in the overall market, it's also at number four. So I'm sure you would like to know, and you might even be able to guess some of its competition.
I'm going to say the EcoSport.
Well, no, not actually in this.
The T-Cross?
Yeah,
okay.
The T-Cross is there. So it's a little bit more expensive than that Sonet EcoSport, the one that we did recently.
Yeah.
You've got the Corolla Cross. They've also put this Toyota CHR.
I was going to say the CX-5, then I thought, no, CHR. Okay, yeah.
CHR, I think, is a little bit more expensive, obviously, than the Cross. Then there's the Kia Seltos. You've got your Mazda CX-3. And then, must say that I just love this one, is the Opel Mokka. Oh, my word. What a fantastic
car.
Can
I tell you, though, the Opel Mokka, I don't see it around a lot.
No, it's not selling that much. And it's such a pity because I jumped from a Creta into a Mokka straight from the launch.
Sounds like coffee.
I jumped from a Creta into a Mokka.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is a stable. You know,
really?
It's built on the Peugeot 2008 or 2008. It's built on that platform. It feels like a French car, but in all its glory.
That's interesting.
Anyway, yeah.
I'd love for you to review the Mokka one day.
I want to.
I was in the market for a new car 3 years ago, I saw them, but I saw it, you know, online. So I've seen very, very few of them in the flesh. In this country, in England, they're everywhere.
Well, remember Opel pulled out of South Africa.
Right, okay.
And then there's this big conglomeration called Stellantis that has now got, I think, 15 different brands. There's Jeep, there's Peugeot, there's Citroen, there is Opel. I mean, there's a lot. Mm. Fiat. So they've taken, and they're actually doing really well in Europe. And I think South Africa, it's early days. They're creeping up. They've doubled their market share, but they started off on quite a low base. So I'd say in the years to come, you'll be able to actually see Opels, Peugeots doing much better because they're kind of supported by a better umbrella company.
That's really interesting to me, that the Mokka. Okay, so what's new then? What's new with the Creta?
Well, I think the first thing that one will notice is they've really got this fantastic diamond grille. You see it. And I did say on Twitter that it looks a bit like a mini Tucson, and it really does. It's got a very commanding presence, this updated Creta. And it's got a kind of, it's called a parametric jewel pattern grille. And there are new daytime running lights, which are incorporated into this parametric jewel pattern grille. And I think those are like the major kind of visuals in the front. There's a bit of a new design on the rear. You've got your Creta model name very, very boldly on the back, on the rear. You've got new 17-inch alloy wheels. So if you're a wheel kind of person, which
I am too.
You kind of notice that. Mm. And then there are body color kind of changes. I know that there's 6 body colors available. There's a nice midnight black pearl, a dragon red, a galaxy blue. So they've got some nice new colors. But remember, this is an update. So the 1.5-liter petrol engine is the same. It's a six. You've either got a 6-speed manual gearbox, or you've got something called an automatic intelligent variable transmission. It's called an IVT, but honestly, it is very much like a CVT, which is that kind of other gearbox that the East, the Japanese, it seems like the Koreans, they seem to love these gearboxes.
I don't know what they've managed to do to this Creta, because, I mean, it's the same car, zhuzhed, isn't it? There's nothing. They've not made it bigger. They've not made it.
No.
Somehow in the design, and perhaps it's the grille that does this and the wheels, it looks bigger. It looks more imposing.
And that's
very smart. That's a very smart move.
They've got a really good designer, and his name sort of escapes me right now. I'll have to tell you on another show. I'm not going to start Googling. But they've done this really great grille update. In fact, I said to them when they weren't very happy about it, but I said, geez, it looks like a Lexus, man. And you know how much I love a Lexus. It's got that kind of aggressive grille that's working really well across their ranges. All their updates, all their new models are having this kind of diamond pattern grille.
Luckily, it is just an upgrade, because we don't need to go into kind of safety and all of that, because we know all of that because we've done the car before. But I suppose we should talk about price, really. And price is so key in a market, in a class like this, because there are so many options. You're not limited. And so it all comes down to, doesn't it? If I say to you, right, I want a crossover, it all comes down to value for money, essentially. So I'm going to hazard a guess at price, and I really haven't got any clue as to where this would land. So I'm either going to come in, I don't think I'm going to come in high, but I might be coming in a bit low. I'm going to hazard a guess at 379 for an entry for the 6-gear manual. Yeah.
No. They haven't managed to keep it under 4. So
okay,
this is where you're looking at this sort of a more pricier compact SUV or a crossover. So this one is your entry-level Creta 1.5-litre premium, which is the entry-level kind of, what do you call it, derivative design. Yeah. manual is 409,900.
Okay.
Then you've got a IVT, which is the automatic gearbox, 429,900. And then you've got your top of the range executive, which does, by the way, have, I think, 6 airbags, better safety, that kind of thing. It is the automatic IVT, 469,900.
Okay, so we're talking $60,000 difference between the the entry level and the executive. I mean, it's still under 500,000, isn't it? For an SUV.
Yeah, and we keep pushing we keep pushing what's reasonable in South Africa at the moment. We're like, oh my word, it's only under 500,000.
It used to
be like 200,000, you know.
But
now we are looking at these kind of cars as being relatively affordable.
Yeah, for sure, Melinda. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Melinda's back with us next week, reviewing for us this week the Hyundai Creta.